This is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and thanks for tuning in. We love to drive in this country, and especially here in Southeast Michigan, but it's also one of the most dangerous things we do. According to the Centers for Disease Control, auto accidents are a leading cause of death for Americans between the ages of birth and 54. Over the past few years, especially in this state, those accidents have gotten worse. According to a recent report, traffic fatalities in Michigan increased from 985 to over 1,100 from 2019 to 2022. So why is this happening? What's causing the problem to get worse? And what can state and city representatives do to decrease traffic deaths? To talk about this, we've got State Representative Tyrone Carter with us. His district covers the city of Detroit, and he recently sponsored distracted driving legislation that will go into effect June 30th. Representative Carter, welcome to Detroit Today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So what do you make of these traffic fatality numbers? Why do you think they've gone up and gone up so quickly?
Well, they've gone up primarily because of distracted driving. So I'm a little older. I remember when people used to get into accidents for reaching down to change radio stations. You know, that would be a common thing. Well, this move is filming. So I think car manufacturers have done a great job of relieving some of those issues. You know, you have your cup holder right next to your gear shift. You have ways to control the volume on your radio within the steering wheel. So technology has really caught up with some of the issues that were raised. I mean, we can go as far back as, you know, when people weren't wearing seatbelts. So, you know, there was a click it and ticket campaign that made people aware and do it. So the real reason behind this, Stephen, is to change behaviors of folks. We don't want to be punitive. We don't want to take anybody's, there's no points associated with this or anything, but what we've noticed, and, you know, we've grown up with a generation, they're drivers now, that their cell phones are part of their DNA, if you will. I mean, it's part of their life. And so it has gotten to a point, and I'm guilty of it too, where we have to change behavior. So, and this is, you know, some of my colleagues in the legislature were a bit apprehensive. And I said, well, let me give you a little background on how we change behaviors. So when I was born, I probably went home in my mother's lap. Now, you can't leave the hospital with your newborn without a certain child care car seat.
Sure. Yeah. So they make sure that it's not just that you have it, but that it's installed correctly in the car so that, you know, the newborn is as safe as possible. So tell me about this legislation. What would it do, and why do you think it may reduce traffic deaths?
Well, the first thing is the awareness campaign that it is, you know, a violation. I don't think that people, I mean, there was first the no texting while driving, but what I've noticed, and I was coming from Lansing one night and the NBA finals was on. And a gentleman had his phone mounted, and he was watching the game while he was driving.
Oh my goodness!
And I'm like, come on now! Oh, come on! You could run it through ESPN radio or something, you know, listen to the Bayball. So again, we've noticed this, and I want to say one of the advocates for this, his son was killed by a distracted driver, and so he left his job at GM. I can't think of his name right now, but he's been trying to do this for the last three sessions. And so we finally got it over the finish line. We had to make some modifications, like no points, just fines and fees. And if you do it, if you're guilty of it within a three-year period, you have to go take a driver's remediation class. So it's not meant to be punitive, but something that is meant to be, hey, this is a teachable moment. You know, there's technology available now so that you can go hands-free. And if you don't, just almost like gun locks, you know, places are giving them away. So if there's anybody in my district that needs one, or you know, we can assist with that. Because again, and as a parent of a son who was killed in a car accident, it's a little sensitive to me.
So,
hell, if I can save somebody that heartache, I will.
When you drive around the city right now, I think one of the things you notice is how much we're changing streets and changing the way that we're supposed to drive on streets. We have a lot more bike lanes than we used to. There is some other kinds of infrastructure changes and improvements that try to make things safer, I think, for people. But often they can be confusing, I guess, or it seems to me like drivers get confused by it. What do you make of those changes and what they have to do with or may have to do with the rise in fatalities?
Well, the biggest thing is there was really no campaign to, educate people on, hey.
There was really none.
You wake up like Jefferson. You go down Jefferson, it used to be 2-3 lanes, and then next thing you know, it's like, what is this? Michigan Avenue. So I think that the public was done a huge disservice by not being brought up to speed with the changes. So that's one of the things that we've tried to do with this is, get the word out. Get the word out. Getting the word out, creating these expectations. You go in some neighborhoods, there's no speed bumps. You go in other neighborhoods, there's speed bumps.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've almost like a knee-jerk reaction. We've done these things without any let's build it up. Like with this bill, people knew it was in the works. They knew it was coming. They knew the rollout. They understand the consequences. And there's a pushback date when it takes effect because nothing's going to happen overnight.
Right.
So when you talk about those bike lanes, I agree with you 100%. It was almost like you woke up one day and there are bike lanes and hold on, I can't park here. Hold on. I've got to watch my right hand turn lane now for bikes. And then people are saying, well, I don't see that many people riding bikes anyway to justify this lane. So it's just been a lot of.
A
lot of change with no information on the impact.
I mean, I support the aims of the bike lanes and the other things to keep people safe. But we should have done a better job, I think, of letting people know that we were doing it and telling them how to use it. Right.
I think 100% agree.
A lot of the things that I see people doing, I think they don't know that they're not supposed to do. And there isn't a lot of education. Last question, and we've only got about a minute and a half left. Do you think increasing access to good public transit would again get more people out of cars and into other vehicles and reduce the chances for these traffic accidents that in some cases take people's lives?
100%. I mean, that has been one of the biggest issues in the city of Detroit, in this region, in this area, in this state. We have no regional transit system of any consequence. Car insurance is high. I mean, people are looking for alternatives on how to get around.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would invest in the infrastructure, something as simple as reliable transportation to get people from one hub to another.
Sure.
I think it would really cut down on a lot of these and would also be a business incentivizer when companies are looking to relocate here. We've heard that for years. Hell, I'm 61 years old and I've been hearing this forever that you guys don't have a transit system of any consequence. Toronto has one. Chicago has one. New York, D.C. Everybody has one but the Motor City.
Yeah. Okay, Tyrone Carter, state representative from here in Detroit. Really great to have you here with us on Detroit Today. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we're going to talk about the recently created event, Black Tech Saturdays, and the ways that people are working to make tech jobs more inclusive and accessible. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.